Armed Service Veterans and Sustainability. Many probably haven't heard these two words intertwining at any point in the past, but one organization, based out of South Florida, has made it their life's mission. The Green Veterans Group Initiative, founded in late 2013, is centered around the development of training courses to provide practical green education to veterans that will be valuable to prospective employers. With help from sustainability advancement organizations and foundations, the Green Veterans Group facilitates a way for combat veterans to complete an apprenticeship with a green contractor. We recently got the chance to speak over the phone with some of the founders of the Green Veterans Movement to hear their stories and find out a little bit more about this amazing effort.
Being a veteran, I spent almost 10 years in the U.S. Army in the infantry.
Co-founder and Green Veterans Group Chair Brian Sales.
I did two tours in Iraq, a tour in Kosovo, and you know, after my second tour, I just decided to see what's out in the civilian world, and it was tough. It was tough because of all the stigma and stuff for the reintegration and the change of lifestyle. I realized that there's a problem, and that problem is one, veterans reintegration, and two, employment. So I stepped back and collaborated with, you know, the co-founder, Jonathan Burgess, and we looked at some ways on how we could reintegrate veterans into the USGBC. So we're like, hey, wait a minute. No, there's no one out there that's advocating sustainability and green building to veterans. So why not start a group called the Green Veterans Group so we could start doing that and, you know, getting veterans into the fold, into the green movement. As you all know, military is a huge organization, so all the veterans that get out, the next day after they get out of the military, they're disenfranchised. You know, they're like, oh, now what? I don't belong to this great organization anymore. I don't have structure anymore. So therefore, you know, we start to remit to depression and it just brings out the PTSD even more so.
Another aspect of the group's efforts stem from a relatively new field of study, therapeutic building design for trauma resolution. As many of you may know, post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury affect the lives of thousands of current and former armed servicemen and women and their families. In a recent study, published by the Congressional Research Service, over 177,000 people from the years 2000 through 2015 were diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and over 327,000 with a TBI. Meant to address these issues, the Green Veterans Movement employs the well-building standard with its focus on air, water, nourishment, light, fitness, comfort, and mind to enhance spaces for veterans. Following in the footsteps of Lead for Healthcare, the group seeks to create places of respite for veterans coming back from service work. To get more details on the group's efforts of incorporating wellness within the built environment, we reached out to their communications chair, Sonia Presley.
1 out of 10 veterans alive today were seriously injured at some point while serving in the military. And so these injuries range from the physical to the, you know, physical to the psychological, and those suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury face various challenges in a built environment, such as complex layouts of buildings and parking lots, you know, the twisted hallways, having hard to find entries, or even if you take, for example, hearing the door slam, beeping sounds, bright lights, all those things trigger their common stress triggers. So for those suffering with PTSD or TBI, the anxiety is intensified. So by focus on wellness within a built environment, we consider the building layout, the ease of entry, you know, natural light, installing doors and furnitures that are acoustically sound and contour safely for veterans. Wellness to me means a state of conditional comfort while enduring change. And what I mean by that is, you know, conditional comfort of the mind, conditional comfort of the body and personal environment, while enjoying life, to me, that's a state of wellness. You know, some are not living in wellness between the traumatic disorders and environmental surroundings and other disabilities. discomfort is what they're experiencing. And this, along with the everyday challenges, can be overbearing. So, you know, how do we achieve that balance, that conditional comfort while enduring change? I think we do this by, you know, caring for their space, their environment, all the while practicing guidelines that promote sustainability at the environment level. USGBC is doing great work, especially instituting the well-building standards, which considers what affects the heart, what affects, you know, the kidney, and that built environment, that wellness. And what we're doing with Green Veterans, you know, we have the outside, but coming together as a group, we're expanding and overall making it better. And if you think about it, it's a holistic approach. We're not focusing on medication. We're not focusing on, you know, just therapy in a sense, but really taking a level of going back and protecting that household, should I say, protecting that veteran, giving them the basics that they need.
Green Veterans Marketing Chair Jason Keating is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who underwent multiple deployments from the time that he enlisted in 1999 to the conclusion of his military service in 2013. With a personal connection to the veterans and the transition they take from active duty to a sustainable career path, Jason took us through a detailed breakdown of the Green Veterans program and why he feels that veterans are perfectly suited for the green jobs market.
For employers, hiring a vet who's been certified through our program is a win-win. Veterans already have experience, maturity, leadership, and have been doing it for anywhere from 4 to 20 years. And after our program, they'll have the credentials that the employer wants and needs. We have what we call the four pillars. And the first one is going to be reintegration. And this is geared towards veterans, you know, to ensure the easiest transition possible from military to civilian side. So this is going to happen by a collaborative process between the civilians and veterans within this green industry. So for our sustainability training program, which is the second pillar we have, the veteran's going to be able to walk away with hands-on training, knowledge and experience to work and excel in the green industry. Then we have the third aspect, or the pillar, is going to be the veteran-oriented projects. This is for veterans and not-for-profits. You know, we've worked with Habitat for Humanity, Rebuild, you know, Broward County, as well as veteran homeowners. And going into our fourth pillar is the trauma resolution. So what this is ideally for a veteran, but also builders in the green industry. So what this is going to do is going to build and design structures and buildings around a more soothing mindset. With each pillar being broken down, you know, this program is geared towards veterans and civilian companies alike. So it's a full circle.
The website for the group is greenvets.org. There you can email the group, navigate directly to social sites, dive deeper into more information about the Green Veterans, how to donate, and if interested, how to become a local leader for the Green Veterans movement within your own community. Thanks for listening to this USGBC podcast. For more information about the U.S. Green Building Council, LEED, or other related topics, check out usgbc.org. Or if you'd like to, check out our magazine site, which is plus.usgbc.org. Thanks for listening.